And today we're going to talk about arthritis, which affects a lot of older people. I suppose younger people too these days can get arthritis, can't they?
Yeah, that's true. There's over 60 kinds of arthritis.
Mm.
The ones that we mostly, well, the more common ones are rheumatoid arthritis, which can affect younger people. That's much more of a, that's actually an autoimmune condition, like lupus and Crohn's disease. But the one that affects nearly everyone by the age of 50 is osteoarthritis. And that's what's known as a degenerative condition. So it's basically a breaking down as we age.
Wow.
Some people are more prone than others. It's a genetic thing. But as I said, virtually by the age of 50, everyone has got some. And it's not a new condition. There's actually mummies in Egypt that have got arthritis and even brontosauruses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They can work that out, can they?
Yeah. It's fairly easy to see. And that's where it's usually diagnosed on x-ray, where you can actually see if the disease of the joints or actually the cartilage, that shiny white bit when you go to a butcher and you see bones and they've got that on the knobby end and the joint, they've got that white, that's cartilage.
Okay.
The arthritis actually is the degeneration of that shiny synovial membrane, the cartilage, and so when that's intact, the bones actually move smoothly against each other. But as you can imagine, when it gets gritty and breaks down, you eventually get bone on bone.
Well, that's no good. Okay, well, what can we do to improve that as we get older? Because I think my hands are a bit achy these days, Mim.
Okay.
So, I don't know what's going on there.
First of all, it's use it or lose it.
Oh.
So if you're not using those joints or moving them to their full mobility or range of motion, ultimately they will just seize up. So obviously not when it's too painful, but it's important to keep the exercise up. Water-based exercise is the most gentle, but if not, then just making sure that you move the joints regularly. So as far as natural medicine goes, there's lots and lots that can help. And what I find in practice, however, is that there are a couple of things that pretty much always work, and then there are a number of herbs particularly that can be absolutely brilliant for one person but not that good for another. So I suggest that you actually trial things.
Okay.
And if it doesn't feel like it's making any impact, and that's within a month, then maybe trial something else.
So you're talking about like a herbal type tea, is that what you're sort of
tea or tablets of tinctures.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, or just, I'll mention those in a tick, but basically that the main symptoms of the arthritis are pain and loss of movement. So you become stiff and you won't be able to, you know, get out of the chair as easily or move your neck around looking behind you in the car, or it's painful. So they're the two main symptoms of arthritis. The thing that I find the most helpful is fish oil.
Okay.
And that's in omega-3 fatty acid. Now, there's lots of studies done, and there's a particular rheumatologist in, I think, Melbourne, who did some fairly significant studies showing how effective fish oil can be on both improving the pain and the mobility. But the thing is, you've actually got to take a lot, and that's 10 mils or 10 grams. So for ease of compliance, I suggest people actually buy it in a liquid form, because 10 grams is 10 capsules, and that's a lot of capsules.
It seems like. Look, I take fish oil too every day, and I usually pop one.
Yeah, that's
maybe not enough
for a mouse. You know, if a mouse has got arthritis, it can take a while. We can't just say, I only want you to go to Pete's sore finger. It's actually got to go to every cell membrane in your entire body.
Right.
So don't give up on it.
Right.
Give it at least a month of taking that kind of dosage. And invariably, that works.
Right.
Some brilliant herbs, and I'm not quite sure why some work for some people and not for others. But one of the ones that I'm getting a bit of success with at the moment is Boswellia, which is an Ayurvedic or an Indian herb, and it's actually frankincense.
Ah.
So they were, you know, those three wise men were carrying.
Yeah, they gave it to baby Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he had arthritis.
Maybe. But so it's a variety of frankincense. So that's Boswellia. Another one that's really good is actually ginger. But ginger, just slice. I do this. Ginger's good for so many things. Just slice up a bit of root ginger, put it in a thermos or a plunger, and pour boiling water on it, and that's just a fabulous fluid to drink during the day.